Italy's general election doesn't take place until April, but the campaign has already turned nasty. Prime Minister and media tycoon Silvio Berlusconi has launched a media blitz, appearing almost nonstop on radio and television. As NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome, that strategy has opposition leaders crying foul.
Last October, Academy Award-winning actor Roberto Benigni made a rare TV appearance seen by a record 15 million viewers.
E conflitto di interessi, io non se ne può. Poi a parte, ma che conflitto di interessi? Interessi sì, ma conflitto no, è tranquillo, Berlusconi. È proprio tranquillo.
In a 45-minute satirical tour de force, Benigni mocked Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, threatening to jail anyone who said there was no freedom of expression in Italy. The next day, Berlusconi's political party, Forza Italia, reacted furiously, calling the gag a premeditated lynching. Berlusconi is now having his sweet revenge. In January, the prime minister appeared as a TV guest for a total of more than 10 hours, compared to about 1 hour for opposition leader Romano Prodi. Berlusconi has popped up everywhere, on his own three commercial networks, on the three state-run networks, and on dozens of radio stations, including a traffic information channel. He explained his TV marathon as a truth campaign on his government record. He said he didn't have time before because he was busy, as he put it, carrying the cross of running the country. In one appearance, Berlusconi almost sounded operatic as he listed his government's achievements.
Tax reform, labor reform, pension reform, educational reform, research institute reform, public works expansion, and new immigration.
Opposition leaders shot back, saying Berlusconi forgot to mention the laws he pushed through Parliament to resolve his own legal problems, such as decriminalization of false accounting, restrictions on international judicial cooperation, and shortening the statute of limitations for corruption and fraud. They also charged that while in government, Berlusconi's personal wealth soared from $4 to $12 billion. Opposition leader Romano Prodi also responded to Berlusconi's charge that the leftist parties are corrupt.
He demonstrates a lifelong coherence from false promises to false denunciations. His strategies change, but the adjective false is what remains.
Berlusconi in turn denounced what he claimed is a widespread communist conspiracy of magistrates, financiers, and journalists.
By definition, the prime minister cannot tell a lie.
Italian Chief of State Carlo Azeglio Ciampi, who stands above the political fray, has repeatedly voiced concern over the drift of the campaign and called for immediate application of TV equal access regulations. Normally, they would go into effect only after Parliament is dissolved on February 11th. Those rules are meant to counterbalance an enormous media power concentrated in the hands of just one person, who also controls nearly the entire Italian advertising market. The U.S.-based human rights group Freedom House has ranked Italy 77th behind Botswana and East Timor in press freedom. But Berlusconi has repeatedly charged that the equal access rules repress freedom, and he seems determined to dominate the small screen as long as he can. Thanks to a facelift, a hair transplant, and a year-round tan, he looks younger and fitter than he did 5 years ago. His TV appearances follow a careful choreography. On one recent talk show, the host, with no sign of embarrassment, introduced the program as an interview with photographs and no questions.
This is a photograph when I took over also as foreign minister, and that is when Italy began to rise again after so many decades on the political sidelines following orders from France and Germany. Now Italy has a new credibility and plays a major role in solving all international crises. It is a protagonist on the world stage.
When Berlusconi first launched his media blitz, opinion polls put him 4 to 5 percentage points behind Prodi's center-left coalition. David Lane, correspondent of the weekly The Economist and author of a book on Berlusconi, says many Italians are disappointed with his unkept promises.
The Italian economy is poorly performing. Italian industry is uncompetitive, closed, suffers from red tape. 5 years of Berlusconi's government has done virtually nothing to resolve the real economic problems of the country.
Berlusconi's center-right coalition has suffered numerous defeats in local elections. It now controls only 4 out of 20 of the country's regions. The prime minister seems aware he has an uphill battle to regain his popularity. He even joked he'd take a vow of chastity until after the vote in the hopes that would help him get reelected. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.